Broken to Barbell. As always, this is Tanner.
And this is Sam.
And this is Carly.
And here, I'm gonna drink some coffee now. Sam, play with your nails. Oh, yeah.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Broken to Barbell. As always, this is Tanner.
This is Sam.
And this is Carly.
And today's episode is the no-show apocalypse. Is that what we're really calling it?
Yes, going with it.
I'm down with it.
Okay. Today we're going to do an awesome... We're going to like record like six episodes. Three. All in one day. And we canceled them because of the weather. So we're just going to roll with this. It's just me, Carly, and Sam today. The OGs.
Sorry for that.
Yeah. So, maybe next month. Whenever we can. Yeah.
Well, I think the fun thing about our podcast is like we want to have people lined up and we try to have people lined up monthly, but like life gets in the way.
Hell, we can still talk. Yeah.
Yeah.
But nothing's ever stopped us from talking before.
Exactly. Speaking of talking, yesterday I was at the gym for literally 3.5 hours socializing.
What
have taken an hour took 3.5 hours because I couldn't stop talking to people.
That is so unlike you, Carly.
Like one of our favorite people, Andrew Twigg, works out of Sally's.
Andrew.
And I like snapped him from the gym and was like, "Where are you at?" And he's like, "I'm trying to get motivation to come." So like in that time period, he found the motivation, came to the gym, and then was one of the people I was talking to for 2.5 hours. So shout out Andrew.
Hi, Andrew.
I'm the exact opposite at the gym. Like I put my headphones in, I put a hat on. I don't even look at anybody in the eye.
That's basically what I do at Gold's. Well, it's now Town Place Fitness.
Yeah. Sally's is like a family to you, Carly, which the Wreck-It, the Clarion University is not. I try to avoid all of those college kids.
True. Shout out to my Sally's fam. Yesterday though, I was kind of annoyed because like, it is like a family there. Right. And so I was squatting yesterday, and once I get up to my heavy sets, like I want someone to side spot me because I feel like I can't do it. And I was up to my like second to last set, so not the heaviest, but still pretty heavy in my mind. And this kid was working out beside me, and like I was gonna ask him for a spot on my last set. But he like got frustrated with his workout and like stormed out of the gym. And it was just us two back there. And I'm like, what just happened? I like went to Ryan. I'm like, where did that kid go? And he's like, I don't know. Like, I'll message him. But he just like stormed out. So like he like left me hanging on my top set. I'm like, that's not cool. So like we all look out for each other usually. Not on Friday afternoons, apparently. Adam. Not to name drop or anything, but Adam left me hanging on my top set.
Does he listen?
He's a recent follower. I gave him a free t-shirt, so he better listen.
My coworker Josh, who also works out at the gym that Carly goes to, said that we're the number two apparel company at Sally's Fitness.
Right behind Sally's.
Yeah, Sally's Fitness and then Broken to Barbell. What is with all these runners? There's
literally,
like 1,000 people running past my apartment today.
If I meet someone new at the gym and I know they don't have a shirt, I'll be like, "Hey, what size do you wear? Have you heard?" Obviously, they've heard of our podcast because that's all I wear there.
It's all you wear, and we just need to get a banner and ask Ryan to hang it on the wall.
I think he would, honestly. He's got so like the Sellies are the coolest people in the world. If you don't follow me on social media, obviously I portray that idea, but
if you follow Broken to Barbell on social
true,
media.
True, Broken to Barbell. They have our rainbow sticker on their door.
Aww.
So they like put up stickers of like companies that they support and people that they support. So they have our rainbow sticker on their door. And then on their like planner that they like write out their workouts with their clients with, they have their sticker and our sticker, our black sticker. So I'm like, you guys
nice.
Rule.
Yeah.
And like yesterday, I don't know if you saw my story, but Ryan had his Broken to Barbell t-shirt on.
Yeah.
So, as always. Shout out to the Sellies.
Yeah. So, I didn't know what to say.
So we're just winging this. So we'll just give
Do you want to do like quick updates?
Yeah.
Okay. Let me start because mine's not that crazy.
Okay.
So as far as gym and stuff goes, I'm trying to. That was so hot.
I can't help it. Okay. I've been sick for like 3 weeks.
I'm trying to. Oh, hi, Steven. How are you?
Hi.
So I'm trying to get back into a routine, but it's hard to drag my ass to the gym. Do you guys remember when I did that? I bought that workout plan from that guy in Chicago.
The donuts one?
Yeah.
Yes.
So despite the, obviously, whatever, I made a spreadsheet of his workouts. So I've been doing that. And I think they're good because they're very, I don't know. It's something for me to follow. But then also on the side, I've been suffering from guttate psoriasis.
What
so that's
that
fun. I don't know. Ice?
Maybe. Jake?
Yeah.
Hello.
Maybe it was my roommate.
We are being a little loud, sorry.
Well, that's why I closed all the doors in the dining room. But so guttate psoriasis is like, it's also called drop psoriasis, and it leaves dots all over your skin. And a side effect of it is anxiety, which is like weird that a skin condition is known to give people anxiety. And let me tell you what, it did.
So do you think it's because of
look at all them.
Like how you feel about yourself with it?
I don't know, because they do mention that in a lot of things, like, because it's like, I mean, it's literally all over my body. It's from my ankles all the way up to my neck.
Like, well, if it makes you feel any better, it's not as noticeable as it was when you first got it.
No, it's starting to go away finally. But I mean, I got it in early November.
Do you know that they think that psoriasis is related to like gut issues? So that anxiety is also related to gut issues. So do you think it could be that too?
Probably, because I just eat fucking Domino's pizza all the time. So.
Not anymore.
No, yeah, me and Carly literally had to make a pact that we're not ordering Domino's pizza when she comes over anymore. Because
yeah, we're done.
It was a real problem.
It was like every weekend we were having Domino's.
Domino's pizza.
And not just Domino's. We would eat the entire
pizza
and Parmesan bites.
I think I've said this before, but me, Carly, and our friend Brandy used to go to Little Caesars and each order $5 pizzas and eat them all.
Honestly, there's something in those, like crack or something, because I can still eat at least one Little Caesars pizza in one setting.
I mean, they're also like cardboard, so it's basically like eating paper.
Yeah, and then my body rejects me for 3 days after I have Little Caesars.
You develop guttate psoriasis.
Yes.
No, I was reading about more about psoriasis, and they say like to avoid things like eggs, because I guess there's some sort of acid in eggs that can cause problems, and I don't know. I didn't listen to any of it, obviously, but
eggs
are
disgusting, so that should not be hard.
It would be cool to talk to somebody that knows stuff like that, because I think it's super interesting that they're finding out that the gut has a lot more to do with everything than just like shitting and digesting food.
So real quick aside on that, Tanner said eggs, and Tanner also told us that when he's meal prepping, he makes deviled eggs.
I'm sorry.
I love deviled eggs.
Is that not hilarious? But that's his egg option is deviled eggs.
Because they're like the best way. That's the best way to do it. Don't laugh at me. Didn't we talk about this last podcast?
No.
Oh, I thought we did.
Your birthday was like a week ago.
Oh, I'm sorry. It was not my birthday. Well, I'm sorry. I'm done defending myself. It's a really great option.
Live your life. I love it. It's just, it's completely you.
Oh, that's what we called hashtag gay meal prepping.
Yes.
I tweeted
it.
Eggs.
I tweeted it. Classic mix up. It was not on a podcast.
Oh my God.
All right. So that's where I'm at on my updates. Carly, do you want to go next?
Sure. Let's see. Just being a single dog mom. Literally counting down the days to when I can move out of the South Hills. Still training for my powerlifting meet in Vegas, which is 24 weeks away, which is a really long time to be counting down, but I needed something to look forward to. So there's a team of us going to Vegas, drug tested nationals.
You said 21 days away?
24 weeks away.
Close enough.
No, I hope it's not 21 days away. I haven't booked my flight or anything, but yeah, just training for that. Same old grad school. Sucks.
I've been meaning to tell you I want to go with you, but...
Well, I was hoping. Everyone's been asking me who's going with me. I'm like, oh, probably Tanner, probably Caleb.
Yeah. I was like, yeah. Because I figured I'd... This is like... I would set up the date on Hopper so I can get notifications.
Yeah, why...
Hey, by the way, flights to Miami are only like $100 right now.
Yeah, I was planning to book that when we're done. Done with this podcast. Yeah, so that'll be in July. I don't know. I'm sure there will be more details about it closer to the day.
How are you going to get past that drug testing portion?
I don't know, man.
All that hard shit you're into. Like Sweet and Low and Domino's Pizza.
Domino's, yeah. Who knows what's in that? Coffee.
We should get a Domino's pizza.
So that's
this.
That's a question I actually have for the powerlifting world. Like, what are they testing for? Steroids only?
They're probably, well, yeah, I wouldn't actually know.
And so this is how it works. So at a drug tested meet, they only test a fraction of the lifters.
But it's random, I'm assuming?
I think. And I don't think they test you until after the meet. Like, this could all be like completely wrong, but. I want to say they take like the top 5% of the lifters and test them. So like I'm not in the top 5%, so I don't think I have to worry.
Uh-oh.
I also do not use steroids.
I can't wait to rep Broken a Barbell in Las Vegas.
So
that would be awesome.
Yeah, by then hopefully we have some more summer options. Actually, real quick, I want to talk about my cousin Maria in this update.
Please
so,
do.
She just texted me. She was like, I'm excited for your new podcast. I was going to text you yesterday and ask when a new one was coming out. So Maria has listened to every single podcast. She's a huge fan.
She's an OG stan.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. She's every clothing sale. She's bought numerous items. So like shout out Maria. But unfortunately, a couple months ago, she found out she was diagnosed with cancer. So she's only 29. She has a daughter, Willow, who's only 2. So, Maria was diagnosed with stage 2A Hodgkin lymphoma. And she's currently going through chemo. Just yesterday, she cut her hair. So she has like a pixie cut, but she'll eventually lose it. But she wanted me to make sure that we are pushing routine checks and like routine physicals with your doctors. Because how she found out she had cancer was she had a rash all over her legs. And it was like super itchy and she didn't know what it was coming from. So she went to the doctor and they gave her a steroid cream.
Was it like a red rash?
It was itchy. So okay. When I saw her, it looked like a bunch of like bug bites. Kind of like what you look like, honestly.
I was gonna, at least mine was diagnosed as guttate psoriasis.
Yeah, so that was back in July, I think, that she got it. So she had it for like 5 months. But whenever she went to the doctor, they tested her and found out that she had cancer. Like her lymph nodes were really swollen. And so she doesn't drink, she doesn't smoke, she doesn't do any of that stuff. And her doctor told her that if she did drink, like her lymph nodes would have hurt her. So like, it was almost weird. Like one strange situation where it was a negative that she didn't drink. But, anyway,
does she just not drink just cause it's not her deal?
Yeah. She just doesn't drink. So make sure to go get checked if you have any sort of, I mean, just routine checks anyway, even if you don't have a strange rash on your body. It could be something more serious than you think. And she wanted me to tell all of you to check out this bone marrow transplant site. It's called bethematch.org. If you're between the ages of 18 and 44, it's free. And between 45 and 60, it's $100. They mail you a kit and you just swab your cheek and send it back. So if you're interested in being a bone marrow transplant, look into that. And we'll add the website in the podcast description. So, shout out Maria. Stay strong throughout it. She's got chemo, I think, for another 6 months. Four months.
How often? Every two weeks.
Yeah. And I'm hoping we can come up with some sort of benefit dinner or something for her.
Yeah. Carly and I also mentioned maybe we would do like a bowling fundraiser or something like that. You know, or like an activity, an event. We'll obviously keep everybody updated on Instagram or Facebook or whatever, but.
I'm still prepping for a show. I am really pushing to do a show March 30th in Pittsburgh. I want to do it like closer to home. Obviously, Pittsburgh's as close as it gets for me. And I had a slight mental breakdown last week about, or this week on how I didn't know if I wanted to do it because it is really hard. It takes a lot of time. It's a lot of money, but I didn't work 10 months to quit now. So
yeah,
I'm going to finish up and aiming for March. If I'm not ready in March, I'm not obviously going to step on stage. So then I'll just keep pushing it back till I'm ready. But I'm really, really aiming for March 30th.
I feel like you're definitely getting there because your progress pics look a lot different from, you know, the before and afters. So mm-hmm. you're getting there for sure.
And I'm the lightest I've been in years, mm-hmm. but I'm doing NPC, and that's a non-drug tested federation. So those people are jacked and shredded and like...
Because of hard work and not because of drugs, right?
But also probably because of drugs. But so it's... I don't want to go on stage not looking my best, but I also want to compete. So I definitely have a lot of work to do.
That's, yeah, it's, I mean, you thankfully have time, you know, you've got time to get there, but,
mm-hmm. but it's really, hard. I'm like 9 weeks out now.
I just,
so
here's my own complaint about my own mental life and state. So like I just followed somebody on Instagram and they're like, a year ago, I decided I wasn't going to be, you know, that guy wasting away on an office desk chair. And there's like a picture from a year ago and it basically looks like me now. And then a picture from now and he's like just full blown shredded with abs. I'm like, I'm total trash because I could do that, but I eat Domino's pizza.
Yeah, like Domino's is so good.
It is, isn't it? But also, I don't know. I just got to get my shit together. I've been saying that we've been doing this podcast for 3 years now. We're in year three. Someday.
I think you look great. So, like, look at the long term, okay?
True. I have, but again.
Look at the picture I sent from high school.
Oh, God. Don't look at that. That picture, it was on our Instagram and it was terrible.
Honestly, the most upsetting thing was your haircut,
or the lack thereof. just my long ass hair, thug life. Can we do a redo of that? But I'll still write thug life on my knuckles.
Yeah, I can't believe you let someone write on your face.
Sam Curlin, that was you. You are the one who wrote it. Oh, Sam Curlin. Well, it was Sam Curlin who wrote up my face, yeah. Not Sam Woods.
That was my past life.
All of my friends that get married just keep their maiden names in my phone.
I know, Sam. I think I recently put you in as Sam. No, I think you're probably still Sam Curlin. You are, SK.
I also have... Christy Cummins is still in my phone too. Not Christy Runyon.
Well, like, I don't know about you guys as parents, but my mom still refers to everyone by their maiden name.
Oh yeah. Oh, is that what was so your mom's maiden name?
Richie.
That's dad's like, oh yeah. Who's Carly's mom? Kathy Richie.
Yeah. Like, so like, I don't think that'll ever change. Like Sam, you're always gonna be Sam Curlin to me.
Oh, probably.
You also. That's fine with me. You still have the camel emoji next to your name on my phone, Sam.
I'm really sorry about all these coughs. I'm trying to control it, but I can't.
I recently filled out an application for like an ambassadorship for a suit company. And the thing was like, what would you name your boat? And I put Samuel Toe. And then underneath I wrote, I used to fucking hate that name, but
now it's a term of endearment. It's funny. Do you remember Evan Best used to call Katie King, Katie Stink?
Yes.
Katie Stink. Yeah. And she's another person. It's still Katie King to me. I forget that she got married. Katie King. Who else got married? You okay, Sam?
Yeah.
Sam's entire grade got married.
Literally.
Is there anyone left in that friend group that's not married? I don't think so.
Is Lauren Snyder married?
Yeah.
What's her name now?
Thomas.
Yeah, we're all married.
Kelsey Vertel is married. Liz Wentling's married.
Kelsey Vertel got married.
Yeah, because remember I asked you if you were going to the wedding.
Oh, yeah, I wasn't invited.
All right, let's wrap this up.
All right. Well, thanks for listening, guys. Is this another update episode that I'm going to not upload?
Probably.
Nah.
Probably.
I'll do this one because I enjoyed the AMSR joke. we opened with a bit. All right. Well, thanks, everyone. For listening.
Bye.
All right. Bye.
Bye. Godspeed.